On the day before Washington's Republican caucus, presidential contender Ron Paul visited Spokane for his second time. Paige Browning has more on his support in eastern Washington and his rally at the Spokane Convention Center.
Not more than 2 minutes into Ron Paul's opening, he brought up the race for the Republican nominee spot.
We keep coming back to Washington because we expect to do real well here.
Three topics remained clear in Paul's campaign: the Federal Reserve, governmental control, and war.
We don't have a right to invade another country that has not attacked us, no matter what kind of government they have.
Paul's supporters were a very vocal group. When he denounced war and the U.S.'s knowledge of the 9/11 attacks, one man in the back of the room shouted loudly, "Thank you for saying that." Paul's rally ended with a question-and-answer opportunity for the crowd. Questions were unique, ranging from higher education prices and what books he recommends. But his answers seemed to point in one direction each time.
Get rid of the Federal Reserve.
And by the fourth question, Paul got a brief standing ovation.
No, I was just wondering if you ever think that there's a time when it's appropriate to put your party ahead of your principles.
Never.
Paul has some fervent supporters in Spokane, but nationwide he has fewer GOP convention delegates than the other nominees. Paul has collected 8. Washington has 43 delegates up for grabs. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.
The Republican caucus meeting begins at 10 a.m. across the state tomorrow.